Hey, what's up everybody? Nathan Lotte here, and in this video, I'm gonna tell you my journey of how I became a freelance web designer. I wanted to share my story of how I became a freelance web designer. Because to be honest, I didn't go to school for it. It's something that I found that I gravitated towards, and I actually learned pretty much everything online on how to become a designer. So if you're wondering or thinking about becoming a designer, graphic designer, web developer, whatever it may be, photographer, you know, I'm just really here to say that even if you didn't go to school for it, you can still learn it, you can still pick it up, similar to how I did. So I always knew I wanted to do something with creating things. That's one of the reasons why I chose to pursue an engineering degree at Baylor University. So I knew that's what I wanted to do. I went to Baylor and I spent the next 5 years, many nights studying in my room, going over math problems, asking myself, this doesn't even make sense. Why am I doing this? But after those 5 years, I was able to get an engineering degree. And I was happy I graduated. That's the graduation dance. So I was happy I graduated. When I graduated, something happened in my undergrad experience. And I took an internship. And when I took the internship, I learned that schools teach engineering completely different from other schools. I thought they were somewhat similar, but they're completely different. I went to one school for internship, Vanderbilt. And there were many business aspects to that. And I was like, whoa, I didn't know it was so business heavy. You know, at my school, we're technology heavy and we build things. So I didn't really know that. So when I discovered that, I said to myself, I probably need to go to graduate school to learn a little bit about business, you know, because I just had math and science all day. A quick sidebar. I learned that I was always looking for the next step. I was like, okay, I'm in high school. Let me graduate high school and go to college. Okay, now I'm in college. When I graduate college, what's the next step? I guess get a job, right? And then after getting a job, I guess maybe I'll go to grad school. So that's something I discovered about myself. I was always looking for the next step. So when I graduated, I said, I guess the next step is to get a job. I needed a job quick. So I found a web hosting company that was hiring in Houston, Texas. I moved back home to Houston. Got the job at the web hosting company, and I was working on a daily basis, helping people, you know, get their website servers up. But one thing I realized during that is I saw the demand of how many people were trying to get websites up and had no clue on where to start. You know, people ended up asking me, you know, on the job, how do I build a website? And I got tired of saying, I don't know. Or I'm not sure, or refer to our support documents. You know, I got tired of giving that answer. I said, man, I really need to learn this so that I can help people out. So around this time, I started looking at anything I could that related to building a website. That included tutorials online, that included WordPress, Drupal, certain content management systems that made it easy to create a website. Wondering how do you edit HTML? How do you look at CSS, what role does that play? I started looking at all these things and trying to learn. The one thing I found is Photoshop. You know, originally I didn't know you can use Photoshop to design what a website looks like. And then from that phase, you code it out. So I started looking into Photoshop and I found a website. It's called PhotoshopTutorials.ws. And that website still exists today. You can go there and they have tutorials. I went on that site pretty much daily, many hours reading the tutorials on there, and I looked step by step on how to recreate the tutorials they had. I got to a certain level of confidence to where I was able to look at things and look at images and recreate them myself without referring to the tutorial. So at this point, I felt confident enough to say, okay, I can design a website based on a certain idea in Photoshop. But how do you get it to work? So that's where HTML and CSS came in. And I did a couple of Google searches, found some websites. And I started slowly learning and putting together websites. Some of my friends knew I was working and learning websites. At the very least, they knew I worked at a web hosting company. So they came to me and said, hey, Nathan, I know some people who want a website done. Can you do it? And I was thinking, I don't know. And I said, oh yeah, sure. Now, I didn't know everything, but I still accepted it because I wanted to give it a try. So I remember talking to the client, learning what they wanted, and I said, okay, I think I can do that. I struggled through that, but I remember saying, yeah, I think I can do that. And I remember they asked me, so how much do you charge? I'm sorry, what'd you say? How much do I charge? Let me call you back. But I couldn't do that, so I gave them a price, what I thought was appropriate, made up a price, thought it was appropriate, and that was it. Started working on their website, and you know, I was pretty much editing a theme or a template that already existed, and I was able to make it good enough for them, and they liked it, and they paid me for it, and I said, wow. I didn't know anything, and through tutorials and practice, man, I got a client. That was my first client. Cool. Then, you know, they referred other people to me, and other people started asking questions. So I said, wow, well, since they are bringing people to me, I guess I should probably formalize this as a business because people keep bringing different people to me. So fast forward to today, I'm still learning. I'm still working. I'm still growing as a web designer. But I really just wanted to share my story of how I learned really how to be a web designer. You know, I had to learn professionalism. I had to learn customer service. I had to learn to continually get better at my craft because technology is always changing. So I really just want to encourage anybody, if you're out there, you want to start a business, you don't have to know it all. You don't have to know anything, really. You really just have to have drive and know where to find the information or find the answers to what you're looking for, similar to what I did, and I built a whole business off of that. So that's my story of how I became a freelance web designer. I love telling stories and love listening to stories as well. So even if you're not a designer, I'd love to hear how you got started and doing what you're doing today. Feel free to leave a comment or let me know. And one more bonus for you, I would say, I've put together a mini guide really to show you all of the best places that you can go to learn web design if you want to learn web design. And even though you don't want to be a web designer, it's still good to learn because chances are your business needs a website. Maybe you can make it yourself. So I'll put a link in the description below, or you can check out this particular link here and look at the show notes for this episode, and it has the link to the guide there as well. So yeah, thank you for checking out this episode, and I'll catch you in the next one. See ya.